What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all. Carry my city like some
shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing. Hey.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my hood. I look fly. I look good.
Okay.
that was for you. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Evanston. Hey, y'all.
Hey. We're back.
We're back.
For another one. And congratulations to the Grammy Award winning Victoria Monet.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my hood. I look fly. Let me stop. Emerson, we have a podcast to do, okay?
Right.
You know, I would love to, you know, sing for you, you know.
I didn't, that wasn't a request, so.
Well, I didn't say you requested it. I'm giving you what you want. I'm giving you what the people need.
No, that's not right. You could say you might think I need it. That's not what I want.
But guess what, Emerson? We need to tell the people they are now listening to what?
Works for them? What?
Don't edit that out. Let's do it again. You're listening to What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
All black.
We're done.
No, baby. It's Black History Month. All black. All black.
All black. Blackity black, black, black. All month, all year, and forever.
Stand in attention. Oh, at attention. Something like that. You know what I mean. Happy Black History Month, Emerson.
Yes, happy Black History Month.
Do you feel black?
Always.
Are you proud?
You're asking the wrong person. Don't. You're asking the wrong person that.
Are you proud to be black?
Absolutely.
Are you?
I'm not even going there.
Are you mixed?
I honestly don't. I can't say. I mean, I know I got some other stuff in me. I just don't know what.
I'm not talking about.
Well, I'm not. No.
Sperm or anything of that nature ever said.
What are you even talking about?
Oh my God. Oh, it's the age. I'm sorry. I forgot.
No, I'm saying.
You get older in age. You said you have some other stuff in you. I was just making sure we were still talking about
no,
DNA.
That's not. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about, right. That's what I'm saying. DNA. And I haven't done my ancestry.com yet, so I don't know what's going on.
I'm not talking about that. You got a birthday coming up.
Yes, on Wednesday.
I know. Oh my God.
I know, right?
I cannot wait to be your age. It's just going to be like that is a blessing.
No, it is.
Just keep getting older and older and stuff.
No, it is.
One day I'll feel it and, you know, be able to relate to what you're going through.
Okay. Well, I'm not going through much of anything, but okay. I just took another trip around the sun. Hopefully you get to take a couple of trips down the sun as well.
What you trying to say, Emerson?
I said what I just said.
Well, I hope so too. God bless. It is Black History Month. It is Emerson's birthday month. It is still Aquarius season. What's it? Is today the 4th?
I think so.
Oh my God. I have to wish happy birthday, Anya. That's why I had to stop. I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all Aquarius just be coming back to back.
Yeah.
So what's popping today? What's going on? What is, you know, it's time to what?
Oh, it's time to check in.
All right, check in.
It is Grammy Day. So now I'm trying to see. I really wasn't honestly into it, but I wanted to see what some people had on. Of course, I always like to see what people had on. I'm not seeing much of anything yet, but okay.
Hopefully people have the right size shoes on.
Sure. I don't know what to say to
right.
That.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that. I don't want no smoke, you know, coming our way. You know, it's your way. The big machine. That's what I'm saying. These big machines, I don't want them to be, you know, coming for the podcast. You know, they support certain artists and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
There.
Okay.
But,
you want to check in first since you're saying all that?
I guess I want to just leave this check in. Like with the mic check, I am a OG Barb, and that's all I'm gonna say about that because, you know, my family, they love me. My friends love me. Everybody knows I'm a Barb. I'm an OG Barb, so you can't really put me in the same boat as what, you know, happens with the young folks and a lot of people on Twitter, even though I do have a stand Twitter account. It's also part of my free Twitter, but, you know, they work hand in hand, keeping me busy at night. No pun intended.
Oh, okay.
Did you catch that?
Yes, I did.
But no, I guess my check-in this week, I don't really, we're celebrating your birthday this week, and so we're going out of town for that. I don't want to go more into that, but I think that's where kind of my mind's going to.
Yeah, me too.
Work, really trying to still, I feel like it's still the new year, and we're already in February, and so even though in a lot of other people's eyes, that would be like, you're behind, you know, and stuff like that. But I actually don't feel like that. I feel like, baby, this year go start when it's time for me to start. I am not, you know, busted out. I did not bust out January with a bunch of to-do, you know, or a bunch of goals to conquer in January, or, you know, these high-level things I need to accomplish and stuff. I've survived January. And I'm okay with that because, you know, sometimes it's just all about survival. Because I'm a survivor. I'm going to... Oh, let me stop singing today. I guess because it is the Grammys night. So this is my little concert for y'all.
Oh, okay.
But I think that's all I got. I still need to find something to wear for Vegas. I still need to...
Wait a minute, what?
I know. I know. I forgot about the online shopping. I had my whole cart. I got like 20 things in my cart. So you always say I don't use the fact of living at the Domain to go shopping. So I'm just going to go ahead and start it tomorrow. Just hit up all the stores. I do, because I live at the Domain, I think sometimes I do always cop out with online shopping because I know I could just go across the street and just go shopping with it all, you know, if needed and stuff like that. So I got you. I'm still getting my grown and sexy on, so don't worry about it. Don't be crying. You don't want me to upstage you on your own birthday week.
Oh, right. Okay, sure. I went to the Nordstrom's and I found where they got some cute stuff at. So they do have some cute stuff there. I actually did see for myself.
Okay.
So they do have some stuff. It's like in a back. You got to go like back towards the window. And it's like a little corner to the right. And I was looking, I'm like, oh, they got some cute stuff back there. They even sell, you know, not that it matters, but they even sold some ASOS stuff. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, all right. I knew they, you know, we talked about that Top Man and ASOS, right. But yeah.
Well, that's cute. Well, I guess that's my check-in. I ain't doing nothing. I'm still celibate, and I'm okay with that. I don't know. I don't, like, with people, maybe I'm not doing it right because I'm just... I don't know, just not featuring dudes like that too much. And that's why I'm doing it. I'm not really doing it for like a fasting or stuff like that. It's just, it is what it is. Cause I don't feel all that different. Now, I do feel less stress. Like, I don't know, just something about sharing sexual energy with men sometimes take up, you know, space. So I do feel like I have a lot of space to myself. I would say that. I don't know if I feel all, you know, new body, new year. You know, I still feel my body count, so I'm just playing. But I am getting in heat, but I'm keeping it under control. I'm keeping it under control. So I think I might be able to get through February. You know, we'll see, you know, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. So
right, because, I was thinking about that, too, because I was like, you know, normally... Yeah, well, maybe this is a Miami thing. Because I'm like, normally when I leave somewhere, Tyreek normally leaves me. So,
oh, my God.
So I'm like, you know, but it's not, somebody that I'm not going to use because Taneo will be there. So hopefully, you know, but I don't know. Everybody's kind of like single-ish. So I don't know.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know. Let me not speak for Taneo.
So are you single-ish?
No, I'm talking about her being single-ish. Oh. I'm very much single. I'm just saying, I don't want to speak for Tanae last night, I thought, or her, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyway, we'll see. But definitely what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Okay. So yeah. I'll be taking no videos.
Well, I'm... I certainly won't. stuff like that. You will make sure I'm not around anyway because you always leave. So.
Oh, girl. Well, that's my check-in. What's up with you this week?
What was my check-in going to be this week? I don't even remember. Well, duh, it's my birthday week. So, yeah, that's that. And, yeah, I'm going into my last days of my 30s. I got, what, 3 more days? Wow. I was thinking about that today. I'm just like, wow. Like, 30s is, like, always been a cute age. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not old, but you're not young. It's like the cute in-between time. But once you turn, you get into your, you know, the 40th dynasty, it's like, ooh, oh. Like, you're in a whole different box, and, like, it just things change, and you have to start getting different checkups at the doctor, and it's a lot of different things that happen. So it's just like, oh, my. I'm not, you know, I don't have Mariah Carey syndrome, so I'm okay with it, but I just think about it, I'm just like, wow, I can't say that anymore. You know, I'm in my 30s. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm excited. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful about it. I honestly don't feel a way about it. I'm very grateful and thankful and just, let me not say that. I was going to say I don't really have anything, but no, it is a new era for me. I guess I'm excited about this era because it's a grown and sexy era. It's my rich auntie era. So I'm excited about that because, yeah, I want to embody all of that. That's what I want to embody, just my full rich auntiness and, you know, just go from there. And so that's that on that.
What does that mean? What is the difference for you? Like, leaving your 30s and your 40s, is there something? And again, you know, I'm trying to avoid all this. I'm 40 now, I'm going to do this.
Or yeah.
All these, you know, mm-hmm. resolutions mm-hmm. or these new things. But, you know, you've kind of told us a little bit how you feel. But what is this? Maybe some aspirations. Or what is it something that, you know, rich auntie, that you fully into it? What does that look like for you?
I mean, I guess when I say I'm living rich auntie to the fullest, it's just, I think for me, I mean, honestly, I don't want to sound away, but, it's just celebrating me and just being about me and making sure I look out for me and do stuff for me and not, how can I say this? I don't want to say it kind of way because I don't want nobody to get offended. But I guess I'm just saying I am single. I don't have children. And, you know, I can move that way. I can make decisions that way. And I think sometimes, you know, for me, maybe in the past, I made decisions not as if I had kids or anything, but it's just like I wouldn't move the way that I honestly could move. And it's like I didn't have anything that was really, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have anything that was holding me back from anything, really. It was just like, you know, you could do what you do. Like, I guess one thing for my rich auntiness is definitely making, you know, moving solo if I have to. Like, if I have to do something, you know, I don't have to wait for people to do stuff. Not saying I have in the past. I'm just saying I don't have to wait for people to do stuff. If it's something I want to do, I can just do it. And, yeah, I might be doing it by myself, but that's okay. I don't have a problem spending time by myself. So, and I can do it in other places. And I've already kind of been doing that a little bit anyway, just kind of going out by myself. So I think I'm going to do that more in more ways than one. But doing stuff like that, just doing stuff by myself, being about myself, not just about myself, but just moving in a way where it's like, okay, I'm single, I'm in my 40th dynasty, I don't have any children, and I need to live that way, living my life, and living my life as what it is, because it's like I've accepted, not even accepted fact, I already knew I wasn't going to have children, but now it's kind of, for me, it's like stamped in stone. I mean, it's not happening. So it's like, yeah, I'm just going to move that way. Like, okay, so it's just me and I'm going to move in a way it's just me and enjoy it and experience new things and do a lot of new stuff that I haven't even done before. Grown. That's another thing too. A lot of things I do now, I'm going to do it grown. Like I can't really explain that, but it's just like, I'm going to do stuff grown, like grown and sexy. I'm not going to be doing like little kitty, like I'm not going to be doing little kitty stuff. And, you know, what can I say? how can I say it without sounding away? It's just, I'm just going to do stuff grown and sexy. That's what it is. And if I'm going to make sure I can do things grown and sexy in the way that I want to, that I'm comfortable with. And, you know, I have a certain, I like certain things. I like certain things to be a certain kind of way. And I'm just going to honor that and just live with that. That's another thing too. I don't know if I'm really saying it, but, cause I'm trying not to say anything that sounds really too stank or offensive.
Why are you trying to censor? You stank. What is it? What's
well, because I don't like to, I don't want to be offensive, but
you're offensive.
I can be, I mean, but I guess I try not to, you know, everything is so sensitive nowadays. So I try not to do that. But anyway, that's what it is. Just rich auntie doing me, living for me, not moving in a way or not like holding back on things because of this or holding back on that because of that, or you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just you, and you know, I gotta live my life for me. So that's another thing too, just definitely living my life, because life is truly short. And you know, nobody knows their expiration date. So I'm going to move that way. And that's it, that's all. I don't think there's anything else for me. I'm excited about Vegas. I've been looking at, you know, I become obsessed with stuff when I'm about to do something, especially if I don't know about it. So I've been, you know, looking at all this stuff that's going on in Vegas, and I was looking at these people that was in Vegas. They was on live, they was on strip, and they was just showing stuff that was going on in Vegas this week for the kickoff or whatever. So, yeah, I was concerned about the weather. That was another thing, too. I was concerned about the weather because I was like, this is like a sacrilegious for me to be leaving someplace that's warmer to go someplace that's colder. That's not something I would
Who's
ever
playing do. In the Super Bowl?
San Francisco and I forget what their name is, though. I'm supposed to say the Chiefs in San Francisco. I don't know the name.
Kansas City.
I knew that much. I was watching. I was paying attention.
You said you didn't know. You said the Chiefs, but I don't know where.
Well, I don't know the name. Well, no, but I know the cities. I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know the names, but I do know the
49ers. That's what you was missing.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what? You said two, but I could. Yeah, okay. You didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. But so, yeah. Everybody on the strip seemed like they wasn't wearing winter coats or overly dressed. So I'm excited about that. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to wear, you know, my fur on the damn strip. So I'm happy about that.
Are you going to wear panties on the strip?
Yeah, why would I not? Well, I mean, I guess, go off. If you don't like wearing panties, some people don't like wearing panties. I mean, so, hey, you know, let it air out. I don't know. But, yeah, so that's my check-in. I don't think there's really anything else I have to say this week as far as that, because it's my birthday week. So that's that.
Did you know that they got rid of Sierra Miss?
Why you make that? No, I don't even think that would be something I would pay attention to. Like, at this point.
No, I was on TikTok, and it was said that, I did notice that drink called Starry, and I did see it, like, when I would go places, and I would see, like, the cans of Starry. I'm like, what is that? I never heard of that. So I'm like, maybe that's a Texas thing or something. And then I just so happened, you know, I was on the TikTok world. And somebody was like, did you know Sierra Miss has, you know, what you call it, rebranded because it didn't do well. And now it's come back as Starry and it's a new flavor. I was like, oh, okay. It was just interesting to me because wow. I didn't like Sierra Miss anyway. And so it tastes like baking soda with a little sugar in there. Like, I don't, Sierra Miss never was a rival for Sprite. I don't even know what they was thinking. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, shout out to Pepsi Cola and Starry. what?
I guess I'm just thinking, I don't know, I guess I was not, it's nothing wrong with Sierra Miss, I guess. I guess I was just thinking about all the stuff that they used to have back in the day, like when I used to be into stuff like that. Like, remember Pepsi Crystal?
No, is that the white one?
That was the clear one.
The clear one, I mean, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember just back in the day with all those different ones, and it was all the different Mountain Dews that they used to have. Oh my gosh, God. I used to drink so much Mountain Dew.
You used to love your Mountain Dew.
I loved Mountain Dew back in the day. Oh, my gosh.
You said that was your crack.
That was my crack. It was liquid crack for me, literally.
You drank the red one, didn't you?
I would drink the red one. But the one, I would drink the green one if I was really trying to keep, like, get myself that little hit. But the red one I would drink because, I don't know, I guess I thought it tasted good. But it's just so crazy how things change. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this Sierra Miss thing, I probably would have known that back in the day. Like, yeah, because I sit there and I bought it, I tried it, and I was like, I don't know nothing.
Right.
I don't even, it's like I don't even be paying attention to those little coolers and stuff. They don't even like exist to me anymore. So I mean, they there. It's like, that's something I'm seeing, but I don't like pay attention to what's in them. Like I used to pay attention to what was in them. Like, oh my gosh, they have somebody.
But you still get your Calypso from them.
Mm-mm. I get my Calypso from Specs.
Oh, well, they in the cooler right there, or they be on the shelf?
They on the shelf.
Okay.
Shout out to Specs for having Calypso. I'm like, what the, like, who told y'all to do that? That's a Detroit thing.
But they be at the liquor stores, too. The one, I saw them at the liquor store. So maybe a lot of people do drink it with cocktails.
Yeah, I did. I just thought that was our thing, you know, in the D. I'm like, oh, maybe, I guess, you know, everybody got hit to it or something.
It's the, it's better than the Everfresh.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I used to have so many Everfresh bottles in the back of my car.
Okay. Not gonna die.
Back in the day.
You had your favorite one. What was the papaya?
I liked papaya, but papaya was a laxative.
But you had one that you really liked before you got on Calypso. I thought it was one that you used to get.
I did. For your cocktail. Papaya.
Was it a lemonade? It was something you used to get Everclear that you had to have for your cocktail.
Papaya was at one point in time, but I don't think I did that one long. I can't think of it. I used to get lime too sometime.
I think it was the lime.
Yeah, I used to get that one too. Because that's the bottle I'm thinking about in the back of my car. Like, oh my gosh, I used to have those bottles in there. Oh my gosh, back in
your
the
car
day.
Was nasty like that.
I didn't used to clean my car like I do now. I used to have very much so, I'm going to say it. My car was very much so like what they would say a woman's car looked like. Like, people say women's cars be messy with food bags and all kinds of stuff. That was very much my car back in the day.
Yeah, my car, as you know, could get a little rough. But you know, it's so crazy when you get out of that. It's like, I can't imagine, like, now my car being that junky, mm-hmm. whatever. I think it's really just, like, a habit. Like, when you say, okay, even I haven't really cleaned out my car, right? It need a vacuum, you mm-hmm. know, but it's nothing in there, though. And I don't know how you get to, it's so weird to go when you get to that place where it's nothing in your car, like mm-hmm. trash, and you make sure you take trash out. You're a little bit more conscious of it. Then when you start it, it's almost just like second nature. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, because I used to have all types of stuff under the seats and stuff like that. My car... It wasn't as bad as my mama. My mama, or a lot of women cars be just like, why do you have all this makeup and these heels and these clothes? Like, girl, I don't know why. But, yeah, so shout out to the clean cars. And I guess for the audience, like, I wonder what y'all car look like. Y'all should, everybody stop what they're doing and go look in your car real quick. Or if you listening to us, turn around, look at that back seat and see what you see.
Okay. Or you might be able to look next to you.
Some people do. Oh, my God. Even Ubers. I'd be like, why y'all got all that stuff in y'all front seat?
Which they should not.
Right. And especially if you are XL, your front seat's supposed to still be available because it's not no guarantee that all of us can sit in the back seat just because. You need to have 4 available seats at least. Thank you. Oh. Uber XLs.
Oh, right. You are getting paid a little bit more of a premium.
Okay. And then you got stuff. Oh, I don't let people front. And Dre, he didn't get into one time. He just let it drive off. He's like, because he wouldn't let it get in the front seat. I've been having some fine Uber drivers the last couple of days and weeks. I don't know what it's about them. We get to talking and stuff.
Oh.
I just be like, take me for a ride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm not giving it no tips, so I just go ahead and get out the car. I mean, like, an extra tip, so let me not stay too long, baby. The premium might go up.
Okay. All right, so I guess we can go ahead and get into this week's topic.
What's the topic about, girl?
So this week's topic pretty much is for, I want to say the gay girls, but just gay men in general. I just have a question for y'all, really, is do you gay men, all of my gay men out there that's listening to the podcast, do you guys really like men? Like, I'm just curious to know, I'm starting to wonder that with just certain things I've been seeing lately, is do some of these gay men really like gay men? Let me explain.
I'm about to say, do gay men like men?
Really like men. Well, and what I mean by that is, like, do you like all the aspects? No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, do you like more, do you like more than just the dick or the booty? Like, do you like all the
booty meat and the balls?
No. And nothing more than the anatomy. Do you like more than the anatomy? That's what my whole point of me asking is. Do y'all like the more than just the anatomy of the man? Do you like all the makings of a man? Like, from not just his physical, but just his whole makeup. Like, we're all, not a lot of people, you know, this whole mass for mass thing, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You have, everybody had their preference, but my thing is, okay, so you want a masculine energy, because I'm an energy person. You want a masculine energy person. Do you really know how to sustain a relationship with the man who is a masculine energy? And I don't know from what I be seeing, because I watch my, what I use for evidence of this is I watch, shout out to the gay dating coach, Lamont. I watch his show, Shoot Your Shot Wednesdays. I watch it pretty much faithfully at this point. I always catch it either live or I'll catch it, I'll watch it later. Because it's like market research. I'm like, well, what do these men out here want? What do they all want? And I'm just, me, as long as I've been watching it now, I'm starting to see that a lot of people want the same thing, which, okay, that's fine. But it seems, a lot of it seems surface to me. It doesn't seem like, it just seems like a lot of gay people, not all, but a lot of gay people like the imagery of being with a man. They like, of course, the sex. They like the booty meat or the dick or whatever like that. They like all the those balls. Things. Balls, whatever. Physical stuff. Surface stuff. But when it comes to thinking like on a deeper, of a man on a deeper level, especially a masculine energy man on a deeper level and how they operate and how they move and things that they like or they require, do you really like them for those things? And are you able to cater to them? When it comes to them and the needs or the stuff that they want, are you able to cater to that? Or do you even care to cater to that? Or are you just thinking about, oh, I got some good. What is wrong with you? What it?
No, I saw a car coming. It was coming really fast and kind of scared. I don't know. It was like a glare.
But we're on the second floor.
I know, but it was the way it came. Like, it almost looked like we were kind of on the first floor. You just look straight. Because I can't actually see the balcony. All I can see is that. And it was just, all I saw was lights coming this way real fast.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the downstairs would have been the thing that I fucked up. I think you might have been okay. But, okay.
I was scared. God, you have no compassion.
Yeah, okay. Anywho.
My question, though, because you just to, I'm not ready to answer that question, but I do want to get a clarification about that question because you said something, you keep bringing up masculine energy. Are you ready for it? Like, is there a reason why you're only asking this about from a masculine standpoint?
No, that's just an example.
That's just an example. That's
because that's what most people say that they want. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if it's a feminine energy, do you know how to cater to a feminine energy? Okay. That's not what most gay girls say that they want. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So, that's like, so stereotypically, or just, like you said, let's start with the mass for mass. Okay. So,
yeah.
Specifically that this world of, like, everybody, and I guess, you know, me and Emerson was kind of talking about this a few days ago. The idea where, you know, and this is one of my favorite quotes. I don't care what y'all say, but, you know, the Queen of the South, Kaya. And I love when she got that viral video where she eat them chicken wings. And she was like, if everybody trying to, you know, why everybody trying to be the girl? I thought that was the whole point. What did she say? Yeah, she was like, everybody can't be the girl. Somebody got to be the boy. She was like, I thought that was the whole point. You want to be a boy. You want a boy. But everybody a girl. Everybody fish. That's what she said. Everybody fish. And so it goes to this topic. I guess just to kind of get a little understanding about the question at hand, right? So this is this idea, right, that it's mass for mass. Or not even, I guess because the mass for mass is still limited. It's really this idea that everybody's looking for masculine energy, mm-hmm. which you were saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like Kaya, everybody want to be the girl. Mm-hmm. That is just so funny to me because it's like, because that is kind of, it does make you go, huh.
I guess she's saying that, and I'm not trying to take away from what she said. Yeah, she said that, but I guess I'm saying, I don't want to say that everybody want to be the girl because I think these people that come on there, or the people that I'll be saying are saying that they want somebody masculine, they don't think they're a girl. So,
right.
Go ahead.
Right, and that's a good point to make, too. So, I guess what I'm asking, even if, and I guess what I'm saying, if everybody's looking for masculine energy, mm-hmm. and so that's a deeper, right? We mm-hmm. could take Kaya's comment at the surface level, and I guess if we go deeper, and I guess to the question that you're asking, is everybody do everybody know how to cater to masculine energy? But I think it still goes back to what Kaya said, that that's just biologically just seems kind of off, because everybody can't be looking for just masculine energy. And if they are, then what did that mean? Like, it has to be layers to it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because if we're all looking for masculine energy, or if that's just the way, I don't know, propaganda or your homegirls or what we see on the internets, what we see on the sites, everybody looking for masculine energy, whether you mask for mask, whether, you know, is, you know, you look at, you know, mask only type of stuff. And I understand your question. Your question kind of resonates with me, because if everybody's looking for that and everybody is different, what is the difference within what it is to be masculine or masculine energy? And I guess what you're saying is, what's beyond just the physical? Like, what does that even mean to people when they say they're looking for a mass energy or a masculine man or a gay man? What is actually that you're looking for?
Right.
And I that's a deep question, because I don't think most of us ever really sit down and even think about that in a way. Like, do I know how, like, what am I actually looking for outside? And did I hate when, and I don't want to watch, what you call that, snippets of your guy. And I know you don't like people reporting on stuff they don't watch fully. So I'm not going to go in like
no,
I
go
watch
off. Go
the
ahead.
Dating coach.
Go ahead.
And stuff like that.
No,
but
go ahead.
What I'm saying is, you know, people always get on that. Like, the few times I have checked it out a little bit, or what I know with people, even us on this podcast and previous, we really do still talk on the surface about what it is that we're looking for. Like, I'm looking for somebody with this amount of money, or I'm looking for this height, or I'm looking for that skin tone, or I'm looking for that, you know, inches in the dick, or, you know, or that amount of booty meat, whether they got ass shots or not. Like, but... So you ask that question, how do we answer that question? I guess that's my thing. How do we answer that question?
Well, I think it's going to require people first to look deeper. I think that's the first thing that you have to do, is you have to think outside of surface. And I think most people do, from what it sounds like, most people, they're not thinking deeper. They're thinking surface. They're thinking mannerisms. They're thinking appearance. They're thinking... how they act around and when they're out in public. It's all, to me, surface stuff. It's not anything, you know, or they're thinking how they sound. You know what I'm saying? It's not, but if you actually, me personally, and at where
do
I'm
you
at
like
my
life, voice, do I turn you on?
Well, see, I don't know if somebody who is masculine or who wants a mask for mask, I don't know if that would do it for them. But I don't, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe, I don't know. But again, we go off how you sound. It's all surface stuff. I think from what I'm seeing from, and I'm not saying that people who are come up on Lamont's platform are a representation of the gay community, but I've watched quite a few episodes of it, and it's a lot of it is the same. I think a lot of it too is just fantasy of, you know, men that they like. And I think I've said this before, you know, the whole, I hate to always say him, but I'll just say the rapper. You know, all the rappers out here, that type of energy, a man that gives you that, who might dress like one of them, who looks like one of them, like, oh, he looked like Lil Baby or something like that. Or that type of...
I'm sorry. I mean,
to each his own.
Right.
If that's your preference, or whoever, whatever rapper you think is fine as
hell.
You threw
me off guard with that. I'm sorry. You can't just be throwing names.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. Moneybagg Yo, I don't know. What y'all like? Lil Baby.
NLE Choppa.
Okay, him. Him too. So just whatever. I'm saying that.
I've been crushing him on a while.
Right. So people, that whatever your preference is, but those looks, I think people use those as, not all, but some of them use those as references, or they use just... Again, surface. But if you think deeper, and if I actually, like, if not that you, not that anybody's going to take this as, you know, gospel, but if you just look up masculine energy, if you think about energy.
Is it the gospel of Mary?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
But this is this a website I pulled up. This is the first thing that came up on Google. But this is some, I guess you can say, characteristics of someone who has masculine energy. Good rationale and logical skills, able to think clearly, able to build ongoing effort, good extra strength and persona, able to think creatively and solve problems, fond of challenges, longing for admiration, appreciation, and independent. Now, to me, that's, I've seen this that was a little bit more detailed than that. And then this is what they say for what feminine energy is. Easy to able to calm down, good at taking care of themselves or loving themselves, able to find creative inspiration, able to emphasize, able to make judgments outside the realm of rationality, prioritizing feelings, and having good communication skills. I don't like this list because I think this one is kind of, I don't know. I don't
but
think
y'all, I didn't hear nothing you said. I mean, I'm going to need you to.
What you mean? I just read it.
I mean, really fast. Emerson, I love you dearly, but you said it kind of fast. I think I might have got like 3 words out of that.
Not, oh my goodness.
You like, I mean, I guess you was, you know, trying to give us, give us a solid few so we can like.
Okay, good rational and logical skills.
Okay, skills. Okay.
Able to think clearly and able to build ongoing effort. I don't like this list, though.
Right, that's supposed to be masculine energy?
Yeah, I don't like this one.
That's a little biased. I mean, I guess as you're looking for the list, right? So, and I think what you're saying, because when I think about the question, right, I think about, okay, you take NELE Choppa, you take mm-hmm. the baby, you put them right by side each other, right? Mm-hmm. So, they're both rappers, they both maybe present, you know, masculine. Maybe you could say like one is light skin, one is dark skin. Mm-hmm. So that might be a preference, right? They both got girth, is what people, you know, Megan and everybody else is saying. I'm sorry. You know, but okay. So if both of those fill in this box, this universal box that we look for in masculinity, what is the next thing that you're looking for to find out is that what you're actually looking for?
Yeah, that part.
And I think that is the reason why we are in this situation where a lot of us are single, and then the ones that are not single, these relationships are not happy. Mm-hmm. Everybody is poly. Mm-hmm. Like, that. Can I say something about this poly situation?
Oh.
I'm so tired of it. It turned me monogamous.
Okay.
The poly people or the open people be harassing you more than single people. It'd be like, back the fuck up.
Oh, yes.
Calm down.
A lot of people that watches Lamont are all poly.
Yes, it's becoming so annoying. It's like, well, damn. Like, y'all worse than a single nigga trying to get some, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, if you, like, a single girl, you know, walking to the store. Shit, now it's like, you know, you walking to the store, it's 2 of them coming at you.
Okay.
I just think I've all, and if y'all been listening to all of our episodes over the last 3 years, wow, oh my God. You would know that I was really team open relationship. I was really team monogamous. I mean, polyamorous. I was really team threesomes. I really am. And I still really have a lot of those values. But I feel like some of these relationships need to tighten up. Mm-hmm. Y'all are becoming annoying. Y'all worse than the annoying nigga on Jack. Like, y'all, and they be on Jack. And mm-hmm. they be like, they harass, like, okay, I understand that you trying to holler, but at the end of the day, you do got a man. You ain't got to be applying that much pressure.
Okay.
Like, how y'all that's apply pressure more than the single people? And then the club, every time you see them, you have to be, can we say hello? Mm-hmm. How are you? And then they always come in with baggage. Well, my partner think this, or mm-hmm. my partners think that, or so you want me to deal with you and your partner bullshit?
Right.
I think not. And so I think I've really been turned out or turned off with this whole open relationship. And so going back to what you're saying, most of us are single and having a hard time finding somebody in our gay culture, especially our Black gay culture. And then the other ones are in relationship with people that we don't even like mm-hmm. or want to be with. Mm-hmm. They might have checked off a box.
That's what I'm saying.
It might look pretty.
The optics. It looks
good. It might make you feel good or make you feel good every month or so in between all the other niggas making you feel good because y'all open.
Right. Okay.
So he only has to fit that box you know, when y'all on the holidays, when y'all visit each other's parents. Otherwise, y'all planted each other's toy boxes with other people. So, yeah, I think you're bringing up a really good point. Do we even like, do gay men even like men? So what was your answer to that for yourself?
Oh, I know I love men. Because I don't, I think of being outside of surface. Like, another thing, like, I mean, and it's hard to say because I think we all have our own thing. I'm not saying everybody has their own thing about men, but like generally, I just like conversation with men. It's different than it is with women.
But what conversation?
Any conversation.
But like, what's the conversation?
I don't know what you mean.
Because you don't like any conversation. Do you like a intellectual conversation or a funny conversation? And I say this is like, I mean, any conversation could be.
It can be any conversation. I mean, if you talk to somebody, it can go. Well, that's not good conversation.
Right. Okay, good conversation.
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, it would have to be good, engaging conversation. But it's not. It doesn't have to be specific to funny, intellectual, whatever. It's kind of for me wherever it goes.
But engaging.
Yeah,
But see, again, that goes back to what we're kind of talking about, because if we just say conversation,
well, yeah,
what nigga could talk to you a certain way?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. No, you're absolutely, okay, you're right. And it's funny you mentioned that, because it was this guy on the mind, and I thought about you when he came on there, because he was just saying, like, he was talking about conversations. He's like, well, you know, he was like, you know, I like to have conversations about different things that's going on in the world. He was like, I just don't want to talk about stuff that's going on in Love and Hip Hop. He's like, we could talk about that, but he was like, but that can't just be it. I have to talk about things that's going on in the world and things that they'd be talking about on the news, because I'm kind of worldly. And I was like,
But okay. I mean, but that's two different kind of conversations, because some people are so stuck on trending topics that they don't even know what's going on in their backyard. Mm-hmm. They probably don't even know. It's, you know, it's probably some black gay man living in certain cities that don't even know their mayor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or their governor.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I'm just being flat out, right? Yeah. Like, and not saying that that's all, like, politics is its own thing, and people have they, you know, some people don't believe it, you know, but Love and Hip Hop ain't real either, so you could choose the kind of, you know, conversations or things that's important. And again, it has to be a balance, right? Nobody wants to talk about how fucked up this world can be all the time.
Yeah, no.
But you do have to... You know, like, I can't stand that. Or, like, you know, being in ballroom for all these years, when I meet people in ballroom, that's why I've had a hard time connecting, because you're not about the ballroom talking to me to death. I can talk about it. Mm-hmm. I think I can talk about anything, honestly. But I don't want to. So that's, again, conversation. Like, what kind of conversation are we talking about?
Yeah.
But engaging is important, because... Does that, and listening to some of the qualities you said about masculine energy, I think engagement would fall into some of that.
No, you're right. I found a better list, though. I'm going to read this one slower.
not too slow. I know you get, or maybe that's why you don't want us to feel that you're getting older, so that's why you were doing it faster.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. It's okay.
Masculine energy traits: analytical, individualistic, projective, focused, goal-oriented, driven, assertiveness, I think that's an important one, and confidence. And I think most people are attracted to the assertiveness part, but if y'all both are assertive and one of them, it's like, I feel like it could possibly be a clash. That's what I'm saying. You have to think about stuff like this, because what if it's a clash because y'all are both really assertive and y'all don't like, you know, you don't like the other person being too assertive. Like, you know, one person has to be, who's going to be the submissive one? Y'all going to both go back and forth with it? And sometimes allow the other one to be assertive sometimes. Like, you have, I guess this is the things I'm talking about. Like, this is the type of things you have to think about. And then, the feminine energy one is here. Did I go past it? But I just want to say the feminine energy one so y'all know the difference, even though most people are like, I don't want to be associated with that. Feminine energy traits: intuitive, nurturing, empathetic, flexible, receptive, vulnerable, creative, and fluid. Now, if you think about what I just said with masculine energy, you can see how feminine energy works with masculine energy. You can see how the two work together. If you think about it, I see it. When I read this, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Like, if you're fluid and you have somebody who's more assertive, that can work because you know that person you're not going to be so hell bent on being an assertive one. You're more fluid. So
but you know what's crazy though?
What?
I would consider myself more masculine mm-hmm. than feminine, but I felt like I was more described in the feminine traits than I was in the masculine.
And
traits.
That's possible. But I think, and that's what I want. I think more people need to start thinking about, like, what are your true traits? Like, what are your true traits that you have or that are maybe more dominant with you? So then you can really find somebody.
I don't feel like I'm assertive like that. I think I'm passively assertive. I think I'm an assertive person. I have assertive qualities, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'm an assertive person. I'm more of a fluid person that if assertiveness is needed or, you know, it mm-hmm. benefits the situation, then it would come out like what I choose between those two. Mm-hmm. It would probably be fluid, you know, and then I think about the nurture. I don't think that I'm a nurturer, but I'm more of a nurturer by trade, right? Like, I'm going to make sure you're okay. Like, your mental health is okay. Like, are you, you know, just those type of things.
I think a masculine energy can do that too, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's kind of like the point that you're making, right? Like, we need to move beyond this idea of what a man is. Mm-hmm. It is not black and white. And again, if we go back to the historian, hitmaker, Kaya, if everybody want to be a girl, who going to be the boy? I think why that comment is so important is because it reflects the false ideals of what, you know, being in a gay relationship or like the idea of wanting a gay or wanting a man, like, mm-hmm. or wanting, I don't even want to say man or woman, just being in a queer relationship mm-hmm. and whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we need to move beyond like just top bottoms. Okay. Line up four bottoms. Mm-hmm. Then what? Mm-hmm. We need to move beyond physical traits. Put them all in the same box. They all short, light skinned, all got from decent to bomb body, and put a thick mamas there too, because you know I love me a thick mama, so put all of them there too. So now we got a variety, they all kind of look alike, maybe a variation of body type, variation of voice type, but you would pick any of them, they all fall in this one box you have, or then the second box you have. Mm-hmm. Then what? And I think that's the issue. Then what? Yep. Because that's where we get stuck, because we play these games. Let me tell you, it's this one situation with this one guy from the last couple of years. He's a little younger, and he gets on my fucking nerves because he is so stuck on this silly idea of, like, you know, top, bottom, mask, feminine, that he has really, it's almost, I don't want to say programmed his mind mm-hmm. that I should be this way mm-hmm. and he should be this way because he was the bottom mm-hmm. and I was the top. His friend even said that, well, he's doing this because he was the bottom. What the fuck does that matter? You took dick, so you automatically have to be a certain way. Like, that is just crazy to me. Like, what are you saying to me? Like, it's so annoying because I know that people are so stuck on these facades mm-hmm. and these weird ideals.
My point exactly.
Of what it means to be this mm-hmm. and what it means to be that they literally stay there mm-hmm. and then try to project that shit as they move along from nigga to nigga.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you got the wrong one. You ain't got to act like that because you took some dick.
Right.
It's not the same playbook for this every person mm-mm. that you are working with.
Right.
Or enjoying or liking. And especially if someone tells you, because you know me, I have a hard time not speaking a lot of times, so I might say too much. If I'm telling you, hey, G, that's not it. That's not me. Mm-hmm. That's not turning me on. That's not making me... I know you have this perception because we had sex and this is what you think I want. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is not it. And when you do that, oh, that really just fucks them up. So now they don't know how to respond to you. Yep. They don't know how to communicate. Yep. They're lost in the sauce. because you're not playing the role that they wanted you to play based on what the box that they checked.
Right. And then I think it comes to not truly, and that's, I guess, another thing for me is, well, for me personally, as I'm very connection hungry right now, it's all about connecting. And I think that involves conversation. And it involves a conversation on a deeper level. And I think that is the problem. I think a lot of people, especially for tops, let me not say that because it's not a thing, but I understand that frustration with tops, though. I get it. Even though I'm not one, I get it. Because it's like, I see these bottoms literally try to make y'all be a certain kind of way. It's like, you're a top, so you do this. You're a top, so you do that. And I'm thinking, do you even know him? Like, right. Do you know anything else about him other than him just fucking people? Like, what else do you know about him?
The City Girls was not rapping about me, nigga. I'm not that. Right. I'm not the one that you heard on the second album.
Right. So I'm like, do you honestly, and that's what I'm saying. You have to, and we was talking about this kind of yesterday, where it's like you have a question that you ask a person, and then there's a follow-up to that. So it's a check. I call them reflexive. So you have one question, and then you have another question that follows up with that question. You have another question that follows up with that question. That's how you get to know people. And I know people say, well, meet people in an interview. It's not necessarily an interview. It's just engaging conversation when you're getting to know somebody. So you might ask them, oh, okay, well, you ask them one thing. Like, oh, okay, well, if this is this, then what is this? And, okay, well, in that case, what about this? And then that's how you get to know them. You can kind of figure out what is the makings of this particular man that you are with? And do you really align with them? Even if it is a situation where you are feminine and he is masculine, y'all still might not be aligned.
Right.
So, and don't give me
more chances not than yes.
Yeah.
Those things don't make, cause think about what you just named when you went down the list of feminine traits and masculine traits. Those things are so broad that if you're looking for like a soulmate or a connection, that's like putting like batteries in a remote. Like any battery, you can get any brand and put in there and you can push the power button on.
Right.
But that don't mean that is going to last, or that's real, or that's what you wanted. Yeah. Like anything, you can make things start, or you know what I'm saying? Like it's just like top, bottom, left, right. Like it's a pair, but that doesn't mean anything. We're human beings. Yeah. No one is that on the surface. Yeah. And I think, I swear, and it is going back to what you just said, because the issue I have with that boy that I'm talking about is we never engaged in conversation. I actually did not even like the conversations that we were having. I already knew, right? And I knew better, but the conversation we did have was that it was just sex. But then it led to all of this. I mean, it's been a whole year almost of this weird harassment. And I'm only bringing this up because it's so specific to what you're saying, because I don't know if he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think so. And I don't know that he knows what he's really looking for. Or because I know I don't, you know, and I think when we was having this conversation yesterday, I told you, I said, you know, I'm at a point where I'd be like, oh, niggas ain't shit. Mm-hmm. All these niggas is the same, right? You know, I'm there because I truly believe I had really great relationships. I've had really bad relationships, you know, including Doctor Who. But the thing that I'm realizing is I still don't think that I've met like the most compatible person to be with yet. I've had great situations. I still don't think I've met that one. Like those connections, the battery that's gonna last. Mm-hmm. You know, because you could put in a Dollar General battery into a remote. It will work, but it ain't gonna work that long. Mm-hmm. You could put in an Energizer, or you could get one of them really good batteries. Actually, the best battery that comes with a remote or the TV is the batteries that it come with. Them batteries last a long time, and I don't know what brand them batteries be with. I feel like after that first initial battery set that come with the remote, you got to stick with name brand, because, baby, those Dollar General batteries.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But I don't even know where those batteries come from.
Right, no, I don't either.
It be a whole, it come with a Samsung. Yeah. I don't know what batteries. But the point that I'm making is, I have had situations, and I don't think I've, like you said, like, do I even want a man? I do. I haven't met the man that I want.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of, that takes a lot to kind of come to terms with. You know, I think a lot of us really be feeling like we have it. And I've been there. And really, till you brought this topic up, I feel like I thought I had, well, I don't know if I would say I had a map or like this, this ideal. Again, my feminine energy, I'm very fluid. So I'm always open. And I've had certain ideals. I think I've learned that I need to be more specific about the box. The box might say, have good conversation. But then I realize I'm talking to a city boy. That's not going to be a conversation I want to have. Yeah. And they can talk to me crazy like that. And I'd be like, bitch, who are you talking to?
Okay.
But I said I wanted a good someone who could have good conversation.
Yeah.
In his mind, that's good conversation. Right. He's talking to me like the first, second, third album of the City Girls. He a city boy.
Okay.
But wrong box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think it does take a lot for us to dig deeper. And I think I was also telling you, it takes us to actually kind of be out there a little bit or explore men. Because how do we really know if we really like men to the degree we say we are liking men when we don't? Like, how has that been? What is your thing around that? Getting, I don't want to say practice, but learning more about men.
Well, I think an issue, and I know y'all gonna be like, are you just saying this because the niggas don't be wanting you or whatever like that? It's not that. I'm just honestly thinking outside of my own, I'm thinking outside of my own self. And, you know, say what you may, a lot of people hated this man. Kevin Samuels, he the one who taught me. He's the one well, I'm speaking for myself, me, myself, and I, not the podcast, but I, he
not the podcast. That's your disclaimer.
Right, yeah, but he taught me, he, listening to him, as brutally honest as he was, he made me think different. He made me think from an honest standpoint. So that's why I think the way I think now. So it's just like, I don't, you know, I don't have those fantasy expectations. I'm real about stuff, and I know what people's wants are. But going into that, I think the challenge for me is I think that people are so closed off. Like, I guess they don't have that feminine trait of being fluid where they want the fantasy. And if you don't fulfill the fantasy at surface, they don't even give you you don't even have a chance to go to check off any other boxes. So those follow-up questions, they don't even get there. I've engaged with guys, and I feel like I have engaging conversation. I feel like I can, you know, I can listen, I can engage with you in conversation about anything going on, and I'm going to follow the conversation from the rooter to the tutor. But I feel like I get cut off before it even gets to that point because of a lot of these men, they want what they want. They have, you know, and there's nothing wrong with having a preference, but again, I think it's the fantasy. They don't even get a chance to get into the deep, the connection part where you truly connect at a deeper level. I guess connections at it. Yes, what I'm saying, connection at a deeper level. I don't think a lot of people are allowing themselves to get to that point. And I think that's the problem. They're so stuck in the surface of it and just the fantasy and the look and the optics and the imagery or what it's going to look like on Instagram that they don't think about, they don't go deeper. And I think that's where a lot of us are probably missing out on. Oh, I'm sorry. That's where a lot of us, including even maybe myself, where we miss out because it's like we don't even try to get to know a person to know what we know about them. Perfect example. It was this guy that I was talking to before I even moved to Austin. So it was eons ago. And I met him on the internet. And, you know, we talked or whatever. I was getting to know him. And we was having engaging conversation. And we were just asking each other, like, off questions. Now, we were kind of talking about, like, pop culture stuff like that. We was asking what we like to watch on TV. So he told me what he liked to watch on TV. And then I told him what I like to watch on TV, but I was really honest about what I was watching on TV. So at the time,
with Jerry Springer?
No, I wasn't that far back. I was really honest about what I was watching on TV. And at the time, my sissy LaToya had a show on the OWN Network. And I was watching it. So I was like, you know, I'm watching LaToya on the OWN Network. That's my show right now. And he was like, you know what? He's like, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'll be watching that show too. And I was like, oh my God. And after that, it was like, boom, connection. Mm-hmm. Like, it opened him up. And it kind of opened me up. And it's just like from there, like he actually, he had came over my house. He was over there for like 2 days.
Did he open you up?
We only had sex once the whole time, which was great. But it was great for me though, because it was like we were talking the whole time. And of course, you know, we was like, you know, kissing and stuff in between, but it was just different. It was like, it was connecting on a deeper level to a point where sex wasn't even the first thing. We were just talking, watching TV, talking about stuff, talking about life, talking about things. And it was so great. My point of me bringing that up is, we connect on a deeper level because we were actually talking about different things. I was absolutely honest about what I liked, and he was absolutely honest about what he liked, and we felt like we had something in common that was off, that maybe wasn't everybody, you know what I'm saying, that everybody else did. And I think that just made everything else flow a lot, you know, definitely. We connected better because of that. So my point of me saying that is I don't think people are getting to that point. I think people are, the girls we putting on shows, they are saying shows. Things that they think that the other person's going to like. They're trying not to say things that they think is going to be a turnoff point, or the person's going to make them think that, you know, they're feminine or something like that, or they out, or they go to the clubs or something. They curate what they're saying, so they don't even really share, again, everything surface. So I think that is the problem. I think we're just not going deeper. And
man,
I think
I did that. I lied last night.
Oh. Oh. Oh, bless you.
Yes, I lied. They asked somebody that I was talking to asked me, what do I usually do on Saturdays? And we just, you know, started talking. And I was like, well, I go out every once in a while. But I'm usually at home chilling.
My point exactly.
And I felt so bad because I probably go out every Saturday. And I felt so bad. Like, after I texted, I was like, why did I say that? Because I didn't want them to perceive me as somebody who go out a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, you know, this, you know, how people be like, oh, you always put the streets and stuff like that. That, you know, I get that so much. And so I hear that so much, or that came up. And so now I have this thing where it's almost, I don't know. And I'm just being honest. I did. And when I was like, oh, my God, it's already starting off on the wrong foot because I've already kind of presented myself in a way that's not honest, just so I wouldn't be looked at. Even if I am for the streets, I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to make myself – I'm just, you know, being real. Like, but it's kind of going with what you said. I'm trying to make myself not – I could have been like, shoot, Saturday nights is my night.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, he could have been like, me too. I love Saturday nights. Maybe we could be going out on Saturday night, you know. Mm-hmm. But instead, I try to present myself as this more wholesome or more relationship oriented. Even though I am, it goes back to what this whole conversation is about. I am more relationship oriented. I am still looking for a relationship. I want to be in a relationship and not in a relationship. And honestly, like I stated on the last episode, I'd rather even be monogamous than open right now. I think, you know, open with, you know, that's given 2022 through 2020, right? Mm-hmm. I think for me, 2024, I think it's more sexier trying to figure out how to make monogamy work. And what I mean is monogamy, I don't believe that you can never have sex, you know, anyway, we ain't gotta get all into that. Mm. But I'm more interested in how to build on monogamy than build on polyamorous. And it still goes back to what you were saying, right? Because you would, like, if someone was to ask me to check this box, and I checked monogamy, and so I came up to them, but they wouldn't really know my true feelings around what monogamy is unless we've had those deeper conversations.
Yeah.
Because on the surface, if they listen to this podcast, they would say, oh, he's said he was monogamous, so I would check that box. Mm-hmm. But as I've been saying forever, monogamy is just different for me, you know, in that way. So, but it's saying exactly what you're saying now, right? Like, you can't, it's not A and B. It's not black or white. Mm. And you can't treat men like this. And I want to be clear that we're saying, do you even want a man? Do you even like women? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, this could, it goes
both ways.
Either or.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about gay men because of that's we're right. gay. But
I just
want
to make
right.
sure
yeah.
to the audience that they might be soaking this in. Like, oh, gay men.
Yeah,
gay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, straight this, people. Y'all are not off the hoof. Y'all in the same box. I just talked about Kevin Samuels. He talked about this shit, too. Right. So, yeah.
All the queer folks, all y'all. What is it that you really are looking for? What do you really like? What do you really want? And who do you really want? And I don't think it's an easy question to ask. And I think that's, you know, we have to be honest about that. A lot of us still figuring that out. But I think if we were more honest that we're figuring it out, instead of trying to emulate what we see on the internet or emulate what we see on, you know, Love and Hip Hop or Baddies or The Housewives of Atlanta, you know, a lot of y'all, you know, play these roles and then wanting real, like you playing reality, but you want real reality. You can't, reality is, you know, and I see it and it's so crazy because I don't want to feel, I mean, I'm not as old as Emerson, so I don't want to come off as like, you know, like I'm older, but I see some of these young folks that I cannot. I sound like old heads. Like some of these 20-year-olds, like they drive me crazy with this, and especially with female rap being so prominent right now. They're pushing the culture. Like I can say as a barb, I can talk shit about all the anti-Nicki supporters, but female rap is a dominant genre in pop culture right now. Period. As these girls are trying to be like them. They are the Ice Spice, the Megan Thee Stallions, they hot girls, they, you know, they just all these characters that, you know, they looking up to Cardi B and Offset. And again, they are all real people, you know, but they're all entertainers as well. And you try to emulate something that's, you know, entertainment and then bring that to my front door, bitch. The door will be locked, closed, and you might get shot if you come through that with that, come through here with that bullshit. Cause I'm tired of hearing it. So I think it's good, but I do want to, you know, understand y'all that I'm still learning that too. I'm still figuring that out too. I really, until Emerson brought this question up, I'm still, do I like men? I can honestly say right now, no.
Okay. At least that's honest, though. I mean, not right now. That's honest. I want to kind of go back to something that you said, though, talking about when you were saying that you don't be telling people that you told the person that you met that you really don't be going out like that on Saturdays. You be at home or whatever like that. I'm not.
You are really gagging. Because that was a lie.
No, but I'm not even coming at you with this. I think that I'm saying this to the girls out there. You know, Tyree keeps on emphasizing how old or older I am, which I don't use that word, by the way, but that's the word he's using.
Seasoned.
Nope, I don't use that either. Anywho,
baked.
Nope. Anywho, so but y'all need to stop judging people because they go out. And this is something that Lamont talks about too. And shout out to Lamont because I agree with him. Y'all need to stop shaming people because they go out and they actually are out and doing stuff, engaging with other gay people. That's how we meet people. If y'all are sitting at home thinking that a man is going to show up at your door, or you're just going to somehow meet this magical trade masculine man somehow, some way, and you're not going out, you are truly delusional. And I need you to wake up and smell the Folgers for real. Like, stop. There's nothing wrong with somebody actually going out, going on the scene, being after me as the people. But I think the stigma is normally, oh, they a hoe. They out here right. fucking everybody and stuff like that. Now, if that's not, if you don't want somebody, well, first of all, if somebody's single and they're, you know, being an adult and living their life, I don't think that they should be judged for that. Right. But if that's an issue for you, or you want somebody who's, you know, damn near virginal, I don't know. Go off. I don't, you know, where you gonna find that? I have no help for you, sis. I don't know where you would find that.
The biggest hoes be in the house on the apps.
Well, okay. We'll see. I don't.
So yeah. It's a false stigma.
Yeah, but I think that the stigma needs to just be wiped out, and we need to stop with that, you know, making it seem like something wrong with somebody because they're actually out or they're actually social, you know, because they say that on Lamont thing, like, well, you know, that's, they say, because people say that, like, they do say it, like, that's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. And they say if they don't do it, it's a win. Like, well, you know, I don't be out like that. I don't go out. I don't be on the scene like that. Like, oh, that makes them more attractive. Honestly, no, because it makes you, to me, it makes you not know. You don't know what's going on. It kind of makes you a little bit ignorant to a lot of things that's going on the scene with gays on the scene. It makes you a lot less experienced a lot of times because a lot of times you don't, you might be socially awkward. You don't know how to go out and be social with other people who are like you. And you might, you know, it, to me, it's not necessarily an up. It ain't like a, oh, like, oh, you know, and I can, and transparency moment. Sometimes I'll be thinking like, oh yeah, I like men who are kind of laid back. That's like in the cut and stuff like that too. But I would want my, I want a man that's social to some degree, or at least he goes out and he does things amongst other people. He's not in the house all the motherfucking time. That's not necessarily cute. That's just not cute. I don't
like it.
Yeah, I don't think that's cute. And this is coming from somebody who is a semi-homebody, but again, in my next era, you know, I'm definitely want to, yeah, and going out and doing things is not always going to the club. That's another ignorant thing that people say. But, you know, just going out and doing things and living life and having experiences and moments and stuff like that, that's definitely, you know, definitely things I'm going to, you know, up the ante on for me personally. But there's nothing wrong with somebody who does that. They're just out. They like to live life. They like to experience new things. They like to learn new things. They like to be around different things. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think y'all should knock people for that. But, you know, again.
I mean, I go to work, take care of business.
Yeah.
Take my nap.
Yeah.
What else there to be doing? I ain't gonna be in the bed. I'm not a, if it's 12 o'clock on Saturday, what is there to do but go out? And I not say this could be, but I read. I don't want to read at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Damn.
I don't want to watch TV on 12 o'clock on a Saturday. I can do that on Sunday night and catch up on my Law and Order SVU and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, it's definitely nothing wrong with you doing what
but,
you do.
But it's so crazy that I truly know that, right? And mm-hmm. I still buy that, but I still play into that same making myself more desirable based on, but again, I know that stereotype exists, right? Mm-hmm. And I know, again, from experience what people, and so.
But think about the people that were opposite of that, because you've talked to people who were opposite. They were actually those people right. who did not go out on a regular basis. And I can remember some times where you went out with some of these people, and they went out, and they were very awkward. They were after the ass. They really right. showed out. And it's like,
they had never been nowhere before.
And you was like, oh, my God. And they was like, so that's not an up.
Because usually those people who don't go out and stuff, usually it's a reason.
Right.
It's usually a reason. And you would learn that. So for all y'all be looking, and even if I'm thinking about a particular person who wanted to cook at home and stuff. oh, my God.
That's not even who I was talking about.
But I'm just bringing it right? That's what you're looking for. And again, that don't last. Because you're not, is that what you're really looking for? And why is that what you know? And so I just think it's a really good topic and a really good, like, if we're really trying to move forward, you know, this podcast, you know, because somebody asked me, like, what's your podcast about? And of course, we, you know, we always say, like, a black queer lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And we really just reflect on our own lives. So, like, you know, around relationships, dating, wellness, all of those things. And I really think that, you know, the way we approach each other, the way we are as a community, because the reason why Lamont Show is probably being so successful, because I see it even outside of you all the time. I might not watch it, but I see it, and it's because you hear it, and I know it. Like, I have a group. I think all of my friends are single. I think I have, most of my friends are single. And then the ones who are in relationship, you know, I'm sending good vibes to that, right? Mm-hmm. Making sure that is working out the way they want it to work out. Mm-hmm. But it is, you know, we have to talk about the things that's going to, if you're listening to this, or me and Emerson as well, that's going to move us forward to get kind of like a little closer to what we really want mm-hmm. and what would really make us happy. And I feel like right now, if we're not going beyond those mass feminine boxes, those top, bottom boxes, and then these preference boxes. Mm-hmm. Like, those are profiles. Those are not people.
Mm-hmm. They're like avatars.
Right. You can't check a box and let that be finite for people.
Mm-hmm.
You can only check a box when you're building a profile. And those are two different things. And and you can maybe use a profile to engage in what a direction to what you're looking for, but you have to go deeper than that, because you might say, oh, I want a man that's aggressive. Well, you just talking about in the bed, but child, he tried to fight you in the club at the bathroom.
Okay.
Or he hit you. I saw this one guy slap his man. One of the porn stars slapped his boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too.
I was just like, I don't even know how to react getting slapped across social media by somebody that I was in a relationship with.
That's not funny, but...
Look, I don't even know how many cases I would have. So I just can't engage with stuff like that, because it's like, how do you move forward? And I just don't know.
That relationship, honestly, definitely was a fantasy relationship. At least from one part. I can tell from one of the sides, it seemed like it was a fantasy. You got with this person because you thought it was going to be one thing, and it was something totally different.
But again, you might have been looking for somebody who's aggressive, and that's what you got. So that's what I'm saying. We need to dig deeper. And I think if we dig deeper, have better conversations, go beyond just the profiles. And what I'm saying, I'm not just saying apps. I'm just saying how we approach people. We actually approach people like profiles or at Twitter accounts, right? We approach them like people. Then I think we will all get to a better place. I don't think it's going to, we're men, and I think the stereotypes of men do this and do that. That might all be there, but I think we'll be going in a better direction. I might won't see so many failed relationships or so many single people out here. We all just like a pool of single people trying to make it happen, make it work. But I don't know.
Well, I agree with you totally. I think to wrap up, I would say the same thing. I think that we have to start thinking at things about on a deeper level, all of us. And I'm saying this out loud, even to myself. But I definitely do think I have started that process. I mean, I definitely look at stuff deeper. I don't look at its surface, and I don't live in a fantasy world. So I'm a little bit more open to being with all different type of men within, who are black. Now that might be a problem, but whatever. But even still, I own that, and that's just a problem I'm gonna have to deal with, and not just know I'm gonna deal with that.
But you might find you might have this pro black white man that's gonna be I'm just saying, you might find. But you can't say that in the same conversation that we're having.
No, I can, because I'm saying that this is a problem. This is something I'm just being honest with myself, that I know that I can say that, my thing is, here's what I'm saying. I know my options are going to be more slim, because I'm not going to open myself up with that. So I'm honest with myself. I'm not expecting for it to be a whole bunch of plethora of people coming through if I'm only limiting myself to one race, or because I'm only going to I have a certain route I'm going to go that I'm sticking with. So I'm honest with myself. I'm not saying that's where I close myself off. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm not saying I suggest.
But what if they
people.
Got like? What if they like 20% black or 10% black, or they do a DNA test and you find out they got.
No.
They do a DNA test.
No.
And they come back, they got some Congo or something.
No. No.
But again, but the reason why I brought that up is the box again. Because the box is not all, even if you say that, and you can stand by that. Mm-hmm. But again, the point I was bringing is you still got to do more research even beyond the box. Because you can check that box black, whatever.
Oh, well, no, you have to be black, but there's certain things within your black. Oh, well, absolutely, especially living in Austin, Texas. Oh, absolutely. You can be black, but there's certain things. Okay, are you black? But I don't even know what my follow-up questions would be. But, I mean, I have to make sure that you're not a coon. I have to make sure that you're not a other race person worshiper. There's other things I have to find.
You don't want no guy, BBCs. Oh, you mean like, like in the other race? Like
yeah, you like you truly like, and Joe had posted about this. I'm shout out to our sister Joe. Joe had posted something about this on Facebook saying that he had dated somebody that he thought they was like all up into him, but he was like, they really wanted to date. They had a preference of wanting to really date other, but he's like, you know, they made it seem like they wanted to date him, but he could tell, but that's by, you know, talking to him that they really wanted, they really like other. So you do have to, there's follow-up questions even with that.
Right.
So, yeah, so, I mean, and I said that, and that kind of goes against what I'm trying to say. But, I mean, we are, but again, I'm being honest. I think honesty, though, is a part of that, too. What I'm saying, too, is you all have to be honest with yourself, too. You have to be honest with what you present, how what you have, what you bring. And if people hate when you say this, what you're bringing to the table. But you have to be honest. I mean, like, if you got a guy who's body, yada, 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 you know you don't work out. You know that's not, you know that's not your thing. You can't just expect automatically that man's going to want you. He probably more than likely is going to want somebody who's into physical fitness, who works on their body as well. So you keep like limiting yourself to that type of a man. And then when people come to you that's not that, you don't talk to them. You don't even try to conversate with them because they don't have body, yada, yada, yada. And so, I mean, we just all have to do better
as on that. I order my pizza.
Yeah, we are. Okay. We all have to do better with that. We all have to do better at that, and we all have to think deeper. And I think that we would be better as a community because I think, honestly, I'm not a negative thinking person, but I just think at the rate what I'm seeing, I think that we keep going this route, a lot of us are going to be doomed because we're waiting for these unicorns. Everybody wants this unicorn of a man. And if it's a unicorn, that means it's rare. So it's like we're not going to all find a rare man out here. That's just not the thing. We're going to have to start, you know, digging a little deeper and trying to connect to people on a deeper level. Cause I think like what Tariq was saying, that I think we will be able to find our person and our people and be happy. And, you know, don't necessarily have, you know, to be in this poly relationship with all these different type of men that you're trying to put together all together. They're your ideal man. But, but you're getting something you want from each and every one of them. So you're just like, I'm just going to keep all of them. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that you want to do. But I think that that's what some people are doing.
A lot of work.
Yeah, and that's a lot of upkeep. But anywho, so hopefully I have hope for us gay people. And another thing I want to say, too, because you were talking about aggressive and getting somebody who was aggressive. And I watched the actual Hulu Capote and Solange yesterday. And he had met somebody in the bathhouse and he was getting his ass whooped by this man that was supposed to be straight. The guy was married, really. The guy was a married man. He was supposedly DL. He said that he wasn't gay or straight. He just likes to nut. So I guess, you know.
So you like the show too? I've never heard you start watching the series.
Well, only reason I did the series because I watched the video I sent you first.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
It looked really good. Okay.
So once I do that, so now I'm just comparing. So now I'm just like, oh, okay, she said this. And it's still not honestly as in depth as the video that I sent you. But that's a whole different talk show. But yeah. So yeah, we all have work to do. I have hope for us though, gays, that we will be able to start connecting on a deeper level. So all y'all, because I think a lot of y'all are just prepping for your little golden girl lifestyle and teacher's own, but I want a man. That's why I say I like men. I want a man. We can be girlfriends, we can be homegirl, that's fine, but I want to go home to my man. That's just me personally, because I really do like men, and not just to be fucked by, not just because they got a big dick, not just because they act like the Trey, not just because they look like a rapper. I really like the makings of a man. But
shout out to everybody because I like all y'all. Not just Emerson, not saying that, but I don't even know if I like. I'm still standing by that. Mm. I might want a woman. I think I need to. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. We're going to figure it out. We got some time to figure it out.
Well, yeah. I mean, but and maybe some of y'all want, some of y'all might also want women as well. Y'all might just like to have sex with men.
I
want to
be
like
a gay
woman.
Man. I think I want to be a gay man with bisexual. I think I do. I keep saying this. I want to be in a bi relationship. At least I would explore it to see if that's something I like. I don't know. I think it seems more realistic for me. I don't know if I like guys, and I'm going to drop the mic on that. We'll touch back on that, but it's time for Donkey of the Day. We got a song. Or what is it? Diss track of the day.
No, diss track is a whole episode.
Oh, that's a whole episode?
Yeah, because I have a video I'm playing. I have a video I'm going to play with it. And I can't, I'm going to stop and go with it because it's like it's breaking it down. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all. I said we could wait because it's Black History Month. So it's something that happened like beginning of this month, but we could talk about it later. We could talk about next episode, but it's a whole episode. I can't just talk about it. It's a whole episode.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. Well, I would just say the diss of the day goes to the Grammys. You keep fucking with my girl. And y'all just giving them these things out like hotcakes. I mean, I feel like most of the Grammys that is won these days are by artists that's not even coming out with an album. I've never seen so many non-album artists get Grammys. So what else? Who else get a diss track of the day? I think I got somebody else on my list. Oh, the lady at the Taco Bell. Huh? I don't even like Taco Bell. I went for a blast, and your attitude was nasty.
Okay.
Your attitude was nasty. Okay, and I asked for a large.
Well, yeah, you have to go into that. What was so nasty about her attitude? What did she do?
She was like, can you come up to the window? Because we can't hear you. And it wasn't, like, I'm not being stereotypical, because she wasn't even black. But again, she was cosplaying as something.
Oh.
Really the diss. You know her. I'm like, this whole, we wrapping this up, y'all, but Sweet Sensation food truck.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Girl.
Oh, my God, lady. I wish you well. And that's all I'm going to say. Shout out to Keith Lee, though. That's some dope shit he's doing.
Well, I mean, that's not a whole episode, so I guess I can say that's a diss track. You know, first of all, this is my diss track to people who be doing nasty, I hate to use the word nasty because nasty can be good sometimes. Just you are just a disrespectful, disgusting person with a disgusting spirit, and then you try to throw civil rights leaders and God into it to try to make it seem like you're so connected. Ma'am, everything that you said on that video was ungodly. I don't know I'm not saying
that. Well, she brought God in.
Oh, she did. She said she's a woman of God. She said she got God.
She did say that.
And then she said she felt like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X with all the calls that she was getting.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Like, and people always do that. They always want to bring that type of shit in. And, you know, lady, you're everything but a woman of God. You're talking about saying the things that you were saying. Like, that was just so ungodly. You need to wake up and smell the Folgers. I hope that you learned your lesson. I'm with you, Tariq. I ain't about black businesses being totally just, you know, taken out. But I hope that you learned your lesson with your little food truck. I hope that you figured it out. Because, ma'am, wasn't nobody buying what you're selling. And your son wasn't helping the matter either. So, you know, maybe y'all need to take a sabbatical off the internet for a little while and come back. And you come back rebranded as a different business. Because what was it called? Something sweet?
Sweet Sensations.
Sweet Sensations business. That name is trash, okay? It is...
With the retwist. All right, y'all have a good y'all have a good night.
I love Ghost Rider. I'm flying like Superman in the cloud, but only if you can imagine higher. I feel like God put me on this earth to inspire. I tell the truth in the booth. I never been a liar. That's probably why I got fired from this team called the Titans. My nickname is J. Kirk. Please forget the damn hyphen. I'm real tired of these people whining.